For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Glory to God tonight. Let's open in prayer and give glory to the Lord tonight. Heavenly Father, we commit ourselves to hear from you tonight. And Lord, I pray that every person who hears this will receive and understand and be blessed in the name of Jesus. Help people, Lord. Help people to grow and to understand that it is God's will to prosper his people, that they therefore may prosper his work in the earth. And we praise you, Lord, for that. Thank you that you are the God of increase. We praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Tonight we're looking at believing to see increase through prosperity partnership. Believing to see increase through prosperity partnership. You know, there are things that we can do both individually and corporately as a church which will help sow into the future. And this is one area. Let's have a look, first of all, at Isaiah 30. Isaiah 30, verses 1 to 3. And what we see happening is many people, whether it be through despair or through fear or through some sort of feeling of wanting to get together and build bridges with people, they often go to the wrong sources and form wrong partnerships. Now, having a partnership with the wrong type of people brings in a spiritual component into that person or that church's life. And by doing that, by having a wrong spiritual component in your life, you are going to be reaping what that wrong spiritual component has, because there'll be seeds that'll be sown into your life or into the life of the church. Let's have a look at this in Isaiah 30, starting from verse 1. We'll go to verse 3. It says, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, but walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be to your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion." So what's the problem here? Well, we see here that the children of Israel here were going to Egypt to form some sort of bond or trust in order for them to have some sort of alliance to help them prosper or to help them go ahead. Egypt today can be taken to be symbolically talking about the world and those in the world. And you only have to go onto the internet and you'll find many churches today are now linking and having alliances with worldly organisations. But you see, what the Lord wants is for us, as it says there, to take counsel of him. Not to take counsel of the world, not to form an alliance with the world, but to take counsel of him and say, "Lord, what do you want?" Now, the Lord might point you to what may seem very insignificant to the world. And this particular church has partnered with several ministries, but to the world those ministries may appear very insignificant or something to be sidelined. So we're not going to be taking counsel with the world, because that type of partnership is not going to be a healthy one spiritually. And you can see here in the last bit of verse 1 that they may add sin to sin. So there's going to be a reaping of sinful things coming out of that. And it says in verse 2 that they have not asked at my mouth. They have not inquired of the Lord. They want to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and trust in his shadow or covering or help. But God says that that type of strength will be to their shame, and their trust in the shadow of Egypt would be their confusion. And if you go across to verse 7, we see the ultimate result of what happens. It says, "For the Egyptians shall help in vain and to no purpose. Therefore have I cried concerning this, their strength is to sit still." So nothing's going to happen that's good. But what God wants is for his people to partake of the grace that he has put on various ministries and to increase in fellowship through that. And you can see that as the body of Christ partners with various parts of each other, you can see that there is an addition because, for example, this particular church may have and may be graced to do particular things which others may not be, or may have a lesser anointing in that area. So we can partner with those who do have an anointing in various areas, such as in the creationist area or in the faith area, and we can reap in that. We can reap in that because we're partaking of the grace that the Lord has put into those ministries and those people that are leading those areas. If you have a look at Ephesians 4, verses 4 to 7, we see what God has put into place in the body of Christ. And so it's very important when we talk about prosperity partnership, obviously we're talking about going beyond what we just as a single church or as a single individual can do, and allowing for there to be increase in our life because we're connecting with the body of Christ and various ministries that we know that are going to, first of all, that we've been led to connect to by the Spirit, but also that we know are going to be beneficial spiritually. And this is very important because we just saw that if you link to areas that are spiritually deficient, and there are places calling themselves churches that are very spiritually deficient, and you can be very much undermined in your own ministry, your own walk, and so on. So that's not going to be very helpful at all. Ephesians 4, starting from verse 4, we'll go to verse 7. Ephesians 4, verse 4, "There is one body," that's talking about the body of Christ, "and one Spirit," that's capital S, talking about the Holy Ghost, "even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism," that's talking about being baptized in the body of Christ, "one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all, and unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ." So every one of us is given grace, and that's God's enabling for us to be able to do what he wants us to do. So we can link with each other in that grace, and of course you can see that fellowship helps in that. This is one of the reasons why the Lord wants his people to fellowship, because as you know, some in the fellowship are called to preach and teach, and others are called to, in the area of hospitality, others are called in various missionary endeavours, money missionary type endeavours, and so on. So we can see that every one of us is given grace. Let's have a look at Matthew 10, 40 to 42. Now the Lord shows us, and in this passage it shows us quite clearly, that we can link to the rewards and graces attached to other people in the body of Christ. In Matthew 10, starting from verse 40, it says, "He that receiveth you, receiveth me." This is Jesus speaking. "And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward." So we're seeing that if you do something in the body of Christ, for example, as we see in verse 41, you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, and there are indeed prophets in the body of Christ today and prophetic ministries, and if you recognize them as such and you receive that, then you will receive a prophet's reward, and attached to that can be things like anointing and help and understanding of what's to come and so on. So we see that there is a linking that we can have. But if you're not going to receive what God has placed in the body of Christ, and the Lord has more and more shown me this, if you sort of try to cut yourself off and say, well, everyone right through the body of Christ, it's just all wrong, and it's all now disintegrated, and it's all going to hell. No, the Lord has his people. He has his people right across this earth, and the Lord, by his leading, will connect you and me and this church and other churches together, so that and ministries and helps together, so that there can be this entering into the rewards of others, entering into the anointing and graces of others. Praise the Lord. And we'll see that more as we look in the book of Philippians, where the church at Philippi were connecting with the ministry of Paul the Apostle. Have a look at Leviticus 26, verses 7 to 9. So another benefit is that when you link together with others in the body of Christ, when you link together with others, then you can achieve more than if you're just by yourself. And God wants this multiplying effect in the church. You know, currently worldwide the church is very much in a fractured state, but the Lord is wanting the whole of the church to grow up into him and to walk as one man on the earth. And I believe that that's what's going to happen, and particularly as we go into the church restitution, that's going to become greater and greater and stronger right up to the translation of the saints. So God is wanting to connect his people to be able to walk as one in great strength. And what we see in Leviticus 26, and this is just one example out of many we could go to, 26, look at verses 7 to 9. We see here that if there's more than one of you and you're working together for the same goal, and we know that the Great Commission is to go and teach all nations and baptizing them in the name of the Holy Ghost, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe whatsoever Jesus had commanded. So we see that that's the commission for the body of Christ. Go into all the world and preach the gospel, and these signs shall follow them that believe, and so on. So God wants his people and his church to be a word-washed church that's operating together and going forward in one great anointing. Leviticus 26, starting from verse 7, we'll go to verse 9, it says, "And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword, and five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Now God has not stopped doing that. He's wanting to do that with the New Testament believers, just as he was wanting to do that with the Old Testament believers. We are spiritual Israel. He wants to do that with us. He wants to make us fruitful and multiply us and establish his covenant with us. So we see that what can we do as only one, but when there's two agreeing or more agreeing, enemies can be put to flight. Great things can happen as we work, we're working together. So there's another reason for having prosperity partnership as the Lord leads, and an increase in that. Both individually we can do it in our lives and link as the Lord leads to various people in the body of Christ and support them in prayer, perhaps financially support them. You can support them by sending them gifts and other resources, perhaps even donating time, and certainly in the local body of Christ, local church, each member in the local church should be seeking to do something in the church as well. So each church should be seeking to link with other sections of the body of Christ. So we see that these are things that can be accomplished as we get into a spiritual linking. We see if we link with the wrong type of spirit, a spirit that's not of God, there's going to be a futility attached to that. There's going to be things that are going to destroy you spiritually. So you don't want to do that individually, and there's many that do that. No, if you have been doing that type of thing, linking with people or ministries that are not of the word, or very deficient, or are getting into worldliness or things like that, you need to cut that out and cut out of that out of your life. And also the church must be linked to ministries and parts of the body of Christ that are propagating the word of God, upholding the Lord Jesus Christ, and that have a definite proven ministry upon their ministries, a proven anointing upon their ministries. Have a look at Philippians 1, and we'll go from verses 1 to 11, and I want you just to follow through in this, because in the book of Philippians, as I said before, the Philippian church was a church that deliberately partnered with Paul. The apostle sent him gifts and resources, and looked after him through the Lord's as the Lord led and in his will. So let's read in this, because there are some sad things as well that Paul says in here, and we'll read and talk about that as we come up to that. Starting from verse 1, Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. So we see that he is remembering them in prayer, which is an important link, remembering them in prayer. We see that there is a fellowship in the gospel that they have with him as well. Fellowship is talking about linking and communicating one to another. So we see that that was from the first day of their establishment until now. So they had kept connected with Paul. Verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart. So here we see that he has them in his heart, he's remembering them, he's praying for them, he's standing with them in faith. Inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defence and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. Notice what that says. Ye all are partakers of my grace. So the grace that was upon Paul, they were able to partake of that grace because they were partnering with him. And there was that spiritual link that they had established where they had through love and faith, fellowshipped with him. And it wasn't just based on some sort of lip service or words. No, there was words and action. And they were linking with him and fellowshipping with him. So they became partakers of the grace that was upon Paul and that anointing. And of course, Paul's anointing was very much that, as you know, of establishing churches and going and pioneering, and they were able to be a part of that, and they were able to partake of the miraculous in his ministry and all that type of thing. For verse 8 says, "For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love," so notice love connected them, "love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offence till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God." So you can see that they were being filled. They were partaking of the grace that was upon Paul. There was an increase happening in their life that would not have happened had they not linked with his ministry in this way, as they were led by the Spirit of God to do so. Have a look at Philippians 3, verses 13 to 17. Philippians 3, 13 to 17. He says in here, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this even unto you." So were they being like-minded with Paul? Yes. That was one of the key things in terms of them linking with him. Verse 16, "Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing." And notice what he says in verse 17, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk, so as ye have us for an ensample." So this is important. They had Paul as an example, an ensample to look at, and they were able to be followers of Paul because in another scripture he talks about, "Follow me even as I follow Christ." So he was a good ensample, which means an eternal example, for them to look at and understand, because there were others around who were not doing the right thing, others around who were in fact going off the track, and Paul, of course, gives that warning, for example, to the Ephesian church in the book of Acts about wolves coming in and so on. So we know that even today there's that type of thing, and if you link with those type of people, you're going to have real problems in your life, or a church is going to have real problems if it links with a wolf type, fake type ministry, or false prophets or false brethren and so on. That's not right, and that's not good. That's not going to lead to prosperous increase at all. Look at Philippians 4, We'll start from verse 9, we'll go to verse 20. Those things which ye have both learned and received, notice they've learned and received, and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. So what were they doing? They were caring for him, and that was flourishing. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. So he wasn't trusting in, and this is important for us to understand as well, he wasn't trusting in their giving or their gifts and so on, because God was his source, and we see that in a minute, and God is our source. But you see that linking is helping both Paul, that partnership is helping both Paul and the people who are partnering with him. And so we see in verse 12, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now, so communicate means that there was a giving and receiving from him and from them, even in his affliction. And so we see that they stood by him. Verse 15. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, now this is the sad part, in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Now there would have been many churches which Paul helped to establish. But he's saying here, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. So this was a special church. This was a church that knew the importance and the benefits of linking with someone who was graced like Paul. Verse 16, for even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity. So you can see, once again, they were sending things, sending gifts and money and so on. Verse 17, now this is important. These next few verses, let's have a look at what it says. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. So what's he saying? Well, by you sending and giving into my ministry, you are seeding. You are putting seed into the ground, into good ground, and that's going to abound to give fruit in your life. Fruit abound to your account. There's a heavenly account that they have. See, God looks upon offerings. He looks upon what people are doing. He's looking upon what this church here, Victory Faith Centre, is doing. And our labour is not in vain in the Lord. God knows what we're doing. He knows about the sowing. He knows about the partnering. And he sees individually what we are doing as well. And we see that there is an account that fruit may abound to. Verse 18, but I have all and abound. So obviously Paul is not just a person of word without action. He was also linking with others as well. And you can read that right through the book of Acts and right through the epistles. You can get that idea of him linking with other ministries and so on. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. Now, what were these things that were sent from them? What were they in God's eyes? Were they just things? Were they just things? Or is there some spiritual component to them? Well, notice what it says. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odour of a sweet smell, a sacrifice, acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Can you see what that was? It was a sacrifice that they were making. There was a seed sown for their account, and it was a sacrifice that they were making, and it was well-pleasing to God. So they obviously did it in faith, because without faith it's impossible to please him. So we see that they had this faith link into Paul's ministry here, and it was a good thing in the eyes of God. Verse 19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen." So we see who is our supplier. It's not men and women, it's the Lord. Okay, and the Lord will use men and women clearly, and they were, and the Lord was obviously using the Philippians to send to Paul's necessity, but he always looked to the Lord, and so should we always look to the Lord as our source, because it is God that gives the increase. God is the one that gives the increase, and that's very, very important. You know, we saw in verse 14, "Ye did communicate with my affliction." And we saw that there were others who were not communicating at all, and so were not partaking of Paul's grace. They could have. In fact, if Paul had established the churches, they could all be partnering with him and partaking of that grace. But sadly, there were some that haven't been. And you know, there are some people who are getting benefits from this particular ministry. You know, the Lord is very clear about that, and he talks about that. And let's have a look at what it says in Galatians 6, verses 6 and 7. And we say here that we desire fruit to the account of those who do partner with us, partner with this church and ministry here as well. Galatians 6, verses 6 and 7. And this is perfectly biblical for us to look at it in this way, that if people are linking and getting good quality material and getting benefits out of the teaching and sermons and so on, then, you know, the Lord requires, and in fact shows here that there is a sowing and a reaping and a communication involved with that. Galatians 6, verses 6 and 7. Verse 6 says, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things." That communicate is a giving and receiving there. Verse 7, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." So there is a sowing. There's a sowing, and I know very clearly that there is a sowing coming out of this church of the word into people's lives, and the Lord wants there to be that communication, so that it's not just a one-way type of thing, but that there is a communication, and that people are getting benefits as that communication happening. Praise the Lord. And that's important. We desire and want the prayers of people, and we want people to be abounding and have fruit in their lives. And I just want to finish with a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We read about Paul's ministry. We see here that there is he mentions a ministry of another person here, Apollos. So you can see that there would be others who would be linking to the ministry of Apollos. So we're looking at 1 Corinthians 3. And we'll look at verse 5. And we'll go down 5 and 6. This is 5 and 6. It says, "Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." And this is important to see. The increase comes from God. Paul obviously, and he mentions it here, Paul obviously had a very clear anointing and grace to plant. Apollos clearly had an anointing and ministry and grace to water. And it's the same in today's church worldwide, right across the globe. There are various ministries and churches that have particular graces. And when all of that, as I mentioned before, when all of that gets together and links and partners and as the Lord leads, you can see that it will be very, very strong in the future, where the body of Christ walks as one man across the earth. It's going to be wonderful to behold. Praise the Lord. Let's close in prayer. And I want you all to close in prayer and to concentrate before the Lord. Father, we submit ourselves to you today. We thank you, Lord, for your leading. And Father, we know that as you have led us to partner and to give in to various ministries, that you are doing that even now and saying to us, I want you by the Spirit to give in to that ministry, whether it be time or resources or money or effort. That's what I want you to do. And the Lord is showing his people even now, and we praise you and thank you, Lord, for that. Show everyone here, Lord, and show those that are hearing this word, Lord, that there would be an increase in people's lives. I speak increase in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As people look to you, Lord, as the supply, and understand the benefits of linking together with other parts of the body of Christ and partaking of the grace of ministry and others in the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you are showing us. Show us more and more this area, and let us increase more and more as we also are people that step out by faith and plant by faith and sow by faith. And we praise you, Lord, for that. And I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray as people here prepare to give into the offering, Lord, I pray that you move upon everyone's heart, that there be an act of faith, an act of faith in Jesus' name, to link into what you have in this church. We praise you, Lord, for that. Glory to God.